broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
World famous Phil Hendry Show, every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, the news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Truth is our bitch here. We go places other talk shows, well, they wish they could, but they can't.
Right.
They just can't. And again, our website, philhendryshow.com. That's where you go for the podcast of each and every show. Head on over there, and you will find a podcast of each show. You also find our classic podcast. You also find a videocast archive, a five-day videocast archive, our recent five shows, so you can find those readily. Our news feed, we have our webisodes and our rants and everything that is radio. As a matter of fact, I like to think it's the purest radio website that there is, philhendryshow.com. We're going to bring on Don Parsley now. Mr. Parsley, a listener of ours who, you know, yesterday was Father's Day, and there's a great many stories that one can have about a Father's Day, but I don't think there's any that quite compare to the email that we received this morning, and we asked Mr. Parsley if he would come on the line with us about the passage of his, the passing, I should say, of his father yesterday, Eric, who was 83 years of age. Can you tell me a little bit about that, Don? And why I know it happening on Father's Day was a significant event in and of itself, but there's a little bit more to the story, right?
Well, there is. Mr. Henry, my father was 83 years of age. He'd been a salesman all of his life, and he passed on pneumonia. He was in a coma yesterday when we had to take him off of the, or instructed the doctors not to put him on life support. It seemed like just a terrible way for a Father's Day to end, but I also, in a way, I was grateful, you know.
Tell me about that.
Well, I just, it was Father's Day, and I honored my father, even in his passing, you know, by exercising my free will and by being the man I think my father wanted me to be, by having the doctor not put him on life support. I felt that was best for my father and his dignity and the dignity of our family. And that was a decision that I'm grateful that my father was the man who gave me the, I guess you could say the manhood and the free will to do it, you know.
Tell me about that, because you were telling me off the air, and we're talking here to Mr. Don Parsley, who was attended the passing of his father yesterday. Where was this, by the way, Don?
It was in the ICU at Memorial in Torrance, California.
Okay.
And it was yesterday afternoon.
What time?
It was about 3:30.
So tell me what you mean by exercising your manhood, your own free will, and that you hope your father was proud of you.
The doctor, as I mentioned, had come to me, and my father was very ill. He'd gone into a coma the night before. He'd had a series of strokes that had gotten worse, and his dementia had gotten worse. So he was not in good shape at all. And when he finally slipped into a coma, we felt that, you know, things were bad.
And was he beginning to slip away?
He was. His heartbeat was going down. His pulse rate, his respiration was going down. And that's when the doctor asked me, did I want to artificially, you know, respirate him, or however they put it. And I said, I'm going to, you know, to myself, I said, I'll make a judgment call here. I'm going with a judgment call, and I'm going to say no.
And now, there was some conflict involved in that decision, right?
Yes, sir.
What was it?
Well, I mean, the conflict was that my father had expressed he did not believe, my father didn't believe in any of that. He believed in what he called the sanctity of life, as I do. And he wanted, if at all possible, my father would say to me, choose life, you know. And I believe in that. I believe in that. But last night, Terry Schiavo kept coming into my mind.
Now, for people who don't know, Terry Schiavo passed on around 6-7 years ago. I'm not exactly sure of the date. Maybe, Jace, you can refresh our memory on that. But Terry Schiavo was this poor young woman who was on a... she was what? 2005, and she had been on life support, and eventually, I believe the husband was the one whose decision prevailed there. I think he was supported by the law and the courts, and she was herself... taken off of life support. So why did she come into your mind?
Well, I remembered the pictures of her in the paper. Do you remember, Mr. Henry?
Yes, I do.
She had a unfortunately, it was a terrible thing. Her eyes were open very wide. Perhaps of dehydration, I don't know what it was. Her lips were drawn back. Her teeth were very evident, and it was not the most flattering portrait. And I could well imagine my own father having photographs taken of him in that state. And then, of course, that reflects on the family. If he looks that way, people will think that perhaps when we die, myself and my sister, that we'll look that way.
When you say the way Terry Schiavo looked, you did not want your father to be artificially respirated or in any other way kept alive by artificial means, because why? And keeping in mind, this went against his wishes, right?
In a way. I mean, my father never said to me, I'm going to be, I may be sick and I may die next week, please don't do this or that. He would say to me in conversations we had, in earlier years, always choose life.
And what did he mean by that?
Well, he did mean that you should, if I can be artificially respirated, please do that.
So you went against your father's wishes?
I did, Bill. Yes, I did.
And you're saying you went against your father's wishes because you felt that it would be more humane for him in terms of the public record?
I think so. You don't know what's going to happen. You don't know if your father's going to be photographed in 3 months on artificial life support and his teeth are drawn back and his eyes are the way they are. And the bigger issue for me was I kept thinking of my sister and myself. Are people going to think that the way my father looks as he is in a coma, or if you call it, I don't know what they call that kind of a coma where the eyes are open and you're blinking.
I don't know. Do you think that, I don't know much about comas. I know my own father was in one as well. My dad had his eyes open.
Okay. I'm not familiar with that.
When my father was in a coma, he had his eyes wide open. Your father did not?
No, he didn't. I just was thinking that if I went with my father's wishes and I went ahead and had him artificially respirated, that his eyes, eventually would open up and his teeth would be the way hers were, and that would then carry over. There'd be a carryover effect.
And what do you mean by a carryover effect?
Well, I just that people would then say, I wonder if that's what Don and his sister will look like. I wonder if that's what Don's children will look like. I wonder if that's what Don's nieces and nephews are going to look like. If they were ever artificially respirated and they were in a coma, would they also have their eyes open and their teeth sticking out? And these are things I had to take into consideration.
It sounds to me, Don, like you were taking into consideration some very surface things. You were taking into consideration the way something looks. Your father's wishes were that you respect life, meaning he wanted you to have him artificially respirated, to have him artificially supported if need be. And you went against your father's wishes, and you went against your dad's wishes based upon how it would look in a newspaper picture. Isn't that fair?
Yes, sir, that's fair.
That's a fair assessment?
Yes, sir.
And how do you feel about that, that you went against your father's wishes based upon what he may look like in a newspaper photograph being in a coma?
I don't know how to answer that.
Don't you feel that that's nowhere near a decent excuse?
Well, it's not an excuse. It's not an excuse.
You don't think that it is a selfish thing or a superficial thing to have this man who said to you, choose life, this is your father.
I love my father very much. Please don't make any mistakes.
I don't doubt that.
I was doing this for my father and for our family.
Your father said, please, if need be, keep me on artificial resuscitation, respiration, etc. Isn't that what you interpreted his wishes to be?
Yes, I did, but I made my decision.
Okay, hold on. So that's what you interpreted his wishes to be, and when the doctor came to you and said, do you want to artificially respirate your father, do you want to have your father on life support, you said no.
I did, Mr. Hendry, and if you've ever been in that position, you know it does come down to you. You have to make that call. You have to make a judgment call. Are you always going to go with the wishes of the individual? The times may change. The other things come into play.
And the other things that came into play, though, Don, were simply the fact that Terry Schiavo's picture had been in the newspaper, and you were afraid your father would look like that.
I was afraid that my father would not be allowed the dignity of dying in private and not having his picture taken with his lips and his gums drawn back and his eyes open, staring with a big bug-eyed stare. And I don't think that that
is that the way you saw Terry Schiavo, huh? That she was staring with a big bug-eyed stare?
Mr. Henry, there's no point in making me the bad guy here. I'm not the one that I'm not the one that suffered the dementia brought on most likely by my father's continuous drinking, but I'm going to say...
We don't know that that's the case.
Well, I'm going to say this. I did the best for my family. At the end of the day, I'm the one that's got to go home with me, and I have to sit down with me, be with me. I've got to... Basically, I'm with me. And if I was to have a conversation with myself, are you proud of what you did, taking your father off of life support so he doesn't get in the paper like Terry Schiavo? I'd have to see you.
All right, our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. My opinion, Don, is, I know people who've had the same decision to make. You made your decision based upon not so much what was good for your dad, but what was good for you and your sister. And our guest here is Don Parsley, 877-876-PHIL. Did he make the right move in not giving doctors consent to treat his dying father with the to artificially life support his father? Instead, he had it taken away so his dad didn't wind up looking like Terry Schiavo and getting his face in the newspaper. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
I don't know. It's a tough call.
To call the Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show as we talk here with Don Parsley, whose father passed on yesterday, 83 years of age, Eric. And Eric, like so many men of his generation, saw a lot, didn't he?
He did, Bill. Depression, the war. My father was stateside during the war for the most part. He worked at Navy Intelligence, but he was still a part of that effort.
No question.
And I just felt that it was time. You know, I couldn't bring myself to. We had the opportunity. I saw an open window.
What does that mean? You saw an open window?
Well, I don't mean that. What I mean is, I saw.
When you say you saw an open window, that's slightly different. When you say that your father wanted you to choose life, your father wanted you to keep him on artificial life support, and you didn't. Because you're afraid your dad would have wound up looking like Terry Schiavo. Isn't that what you said?
No, I didn't say that, sir.
You didn't?
I said I didn't want my father having his picture in the paper the way Terry Schiavo did, staring at the camera and not even knowing that you're awake. Terry Schiavo, have you seen pictures? She was looking right at the camera and she didn't know she was looking at a camera.
She was in a coma.
I understand that. I didn't want that for my father.
So you didn't want it for your father, and you also said you didn't want it for yourself and for your sister.
Well, no, you have a picture there on your website.
I put up a picture on the website for my video cast of viewers of Terry Schiavo as a young, vibrant woman in the peak of health. She was had bulimia. She had weight issues, psychological weight issues. But if you look at Terry Schiavo in that picture we have there, she's beautiful and. But you're talking about the Terry Schiavo that was exploited and her image thrust around the world, and you don't want that for your dad.
I,
and you, more importantly, for yourself or your sister.
Well, you're trying to make it like I'm a selfish individual, and I'm not, sir. I love my family very much. I don't want myself or my sister to be in a coma someday, our heads arched back, staring up into space.
877-876-7445 is the number here. Let's go to Lisa in the Tri-Cities area in Washington. Go ahead, Lisa. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hello. Thank you.
Yes.
My question to you is, why did you wait? Why did you make the decision to take them off my support on Father's Day? Why couldn't you have just wait one more day today to do it?
Well, the doctor, I mean, his respiration had gone down, his heart rate had gone down, so the decision had to be made yesterday. But I see what you're saying. Perhaps we could have waited till today. I thought that there was, I couldn't think of a better day. Could you, in terms of, if you were going to pull the plug on your father, excuse me for putting it that way, why not on Father's Day?
What does that mean, why not on Father's Day?
I was trying. I saw a window of opportunity, and I took it.
To me, it sounds like you saw a window of opportunity to take his life, to be vindictive.
No, ma'am.
How did this story come up? I mean, how did the story even come about? I mean, did you call the radio station, or I mean? Were you doing it for publicity? Well, I mean, what? Seriously.
Well, Mr. Hendry,
I think it's a good question.
Well, you're throwing me out to this woman?
I think the lady just asked a good question. Why did you call us?
Because I had a good story.
There you go, right there. That's so sad. God help
you. What does that mean, there you go, right there?
God help you. So you did it on purpose, just for a story, just to get... To have someone...
No, ma'am. If you listen, I said... I did not want my father to look like Terry Schiavo.
How long would he be in a coma? So what?
Did you see Terry Schiavo? Did you see her pictures? Her eyeballs bugged out?
Oh, my goodness. Okay, you know what? Why would your father even be in the paper? Anyways.
Because the minute someone is in a coma and their head... and they begin to look like that, the newspaper people start sniffing around.
Why are you...
What do you mean with the minute they look like that?
Because there's going to be an argument again. I told the doctor to take him off of life support because no way was he going to have his teeth sticking out.
Who cares?
Because it gets in the newspaper. What if it was you? What if you were in the newspaper?
I want to know, why would it be in the newspaper? I mean, was he some type of celebrity figure?
Because of the fact, how did Terry Schiavo get in the newspaper? The same reason.
I was just trying to fall asleep. I heard this crazy story that this man took his father off.
Well, ma'am, my father...
And you could have waited. You could have took him off Saturday. You could have took him off Monday, but you waited Sunday. That's bad.
Yes, ma'am.
Was he rich? Did he have money?
Can I ask you a question? Would you have done anything different if you had the opportunity?
Pull the plug? This is what you were talking about, pulling the plug. If my father told me that he did not want, he did not, that was against his
right.
Position, no, I would not do it.
That's the point. No. Your father said to you he did not want the plug pulled.
Well, that wasn't going to happen. I told you. No way were they going to have him go Schiavo. I'm pulling the plug on Father's Day because I've got a bird in hand. There's two guys from the local paper are there. If they want my father to stay on life support and he goes Schiavo, then it's out of my hands. Then I've got NBC and CBS. They would be sniffing around wanting to get a picture of an old guy with his teeth like Dracula.
You
don't understand, Miss. You're a very young woman.
All right.
Well, what's so funny?
I think.
What does she mean by what? Miss, can I ask you a question? What do you mean? What do you mean by whatever? What does that mean? Whatever. This is my father.
You know what? You have to live with
him. He gave me life.
And your father
gave me life.
You're probably mad about
that. He gave me life.
That's why you pulled the plug with the...
I wish it was you I pulled the plug on. How about that?
Opportunity.
I wish I'd pulled the plug on you.
Okay, that's not very nice. Thank you very much for your call, ma'am. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back with more from Don Parsley on the decision to take his father off of life support rather than have his father go into a coma, and as he puts it, go shivo. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. Patriot Hotline now, 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, radio for patriots by patriots. And with us is Don Parsley, Mr. Parsley, who had called my producer Jason Rantz this morning to talk a little bit about the passing of his own father yesterday on Father's Day, and some very hard decisions that you had to make, Mr. Parsley, and I am not second-guessing those, but my question really goes to what the lady said here in the last segment. My question goes to why you chose yesterday to go ahead and say to the doctors, do not artificially respirate my father, do not put my father on artificial life support, even though your dad had made it clear to you for you to choose life.
I know that the lady who I spoke with a moment ago probably thought she scored some kind of a point with that, and that's fine. I don't wish her any ill will, Mr. Hendry. I have far bigger things to do than worry about how many points I score with talk show. No, it was a day yesterday that was Father's Day. I knew my father was not going to be artificially respirated. I'd made that decision because I could not bear the idea of people thinking that if he looked like, a rat.
Oh, my God.
What?
Why would you make that statement? Why would you say he would look like a rat?
Have you seen people who've been in coma?
Yes, I've seen their pictures. You have made that abundantly clear. You've brought back the memory of that poor girl, Terry Schiavo, a million different ways. We saw that. We suffered with the family. Your father looked like a rat? Is that what you're saying? After someone is dehydrated and in a coma, that's what you're going to look like? You were afraid of you and your sister looking that way.
I was afraid of our family losing its face, losing the face, the Parsley face, a proud name, Parsley, and a proud family of very strong people. And for generations, people have the image of somebody with their gums drawn up, and they're just, I can't describe it. If you saw it, she's like, yeah. And so I said...
You don't have to... I know the picture you're talking about.
Well, maybe you do, sir, but there might be some other people...
No, I think my audience fully understands it.
Okay, well, then let's go to... All right, let's go to part two of our business then, shall we?
Yeah.
You asked me why I pull a plug on a Sunday, is that right?
Yes.
Because I've got bills to pay.
That's exactly what the lady said. So you found an opportunity.
Well, hold on for a minute, Sunshine.
And don't call me Sunshine either, all right?
We're talking. I'm just trying to be friendly here.
No. We're not going to be friendly as long as you're trying to avoid what I'm saying, sir. You pulled the plug, as you put it, on your father because it was the perfect story. Isn't it? Wasn't it true that the O'Reilly Factor, you had contact with them?
I had called them. I've got no shame in that.
And what did they say?
The producer of the O'Reilly Factor said that they would listen to this broadcast tonight to see if they had interest.
Interest in putting it on the Bill O'Reilly Show?
In putting it on their personal storage segment. And I had called them up and I said to them that I was going on your show and that I had made the decision to, go ahead and turn the light off at high noon is the term you use when you're going to pull a plug or turn off life support.
What, I'm sorry, what is it called?
Turn off the light at high noon.
And what does that mean?
It means that you are turning off the life support to a loved one. And I told him the light goes off at noon. This was code that I was using with O'Reilly's producer. And he said, I got it. He hung up. I called back. I let it ring three times, and then I hung up, and then he called me back.
And what are you talking about?
This is how I was communicating with Bill O'Reilly's producer.
You called him up because you wanted to have your story of you pulling the plug, as you say, on your father on Father's Day on the Bill O'Reilly Factor. Is that it?
It's called the O'Reilly Factor. It's called the Personal Stories segment.
Okay. So then what happened?
Wait, what are you yelling about?
Because I got to tell you something, Mr. Parsley. The more we talk about this, first of all, you don't want your old man to look like Terry Schiavo. Now you're telling me that you pulled the plug on a Sunday in the hopes that it would give you some kind of play with the press.
That's all I've got left. I don't have my...
Look at, sir.
I don't have my father anymore.
I understand that, sir, but I've got to get to the bottom of the story. This isn't just so that you don't have your father anymore. You've called me. You've called the O'Reilly Factor.
I called him up. All right?
And what was the code?
What code?
Did you not tell me?
Oh, yeah. No, I did. I said to them, I said the light goes off at noon, and I hung up.
Who were you calling?
I think I just told you, a producer for Bill O'Reilly.
Okay.
You got that?
Yeah. Then what?
I called him up, and I said the light...
Yeah, you called him up and said the light goes off at noon, and then you hung up.
Yes. And then I waited. He called back, and I let it ring three times. One, two, three. I picked it up and put it back in the cradle, or in this case, I actually just turned it on, turned it off. Okay?
All right.
Then I called him back, and that's when we started talking.
What is this whole hanging up and...
I'm afraid I can't go into that, but that's just the way that I communicate with him, the guy who works over there. And he said to me, we understand you're going on the Phil Henry show tonight. And I said, does a bear go in the woods? And he said, all right, thanks. And he said, well, if you pass muster, of course, Bill's going to have to listen to the tape because Bill goes, he gives the heads up on everything. And I said, I understand that. And he said, but Bill will listen, and if Bill goes ahead and gives us the big thumbs up, okay, then the light goes back on at noon, and that means I'm on a show. So the light gets turned
off. I understand. The light gets turned off at noon. You pull the plug on your father. The light goes back on at noon. You're on the O'Reilly show because of that.
Yeah. Unfortunately, when he called back, all I heard was, it's dusk, click. And
what? You know something? I'm getting...
Mr. Henry, this is how it's done.
I'm getting real tired of this bull crap. I take it that they did not want you on the show.
No, they didn't say that. They simply said it's dusk. They said it's getting dark out.
And what does that mean?
Was I on a show? Did you see me on the show?
No.
Did you see Mark Lamont Hill?
Yes.
It's getting dark out? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. So, all right. So, they did not pick. So, they didn't want you on the show, and
you know, Mr. Henry, I forgive me for saying this.
No, they didn't. I want to be clear. They didn't want you on the show because they heard your segment here. And when did they just call you?
They just called me in this last break. So all they had to hear was a half hour of this abortion, and they said to me, "It's dusk. It's dark out." So now I'm here, and I don't even know why I'm on your show because I lost my shot on the O'Reilly Factor because of the way that you've made. Heard out of this.
Hey, you know something? Let me just clue you in.
Okay. Yeah, clue me in.
You come on this show with a story like the one that you gave me tonight.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm going to hang up on you.
No, I'm sorry.
You come on my show with a story like the one you laid on me tonight, and you say that you were going to pull the plug on your father because you didn't want him going into a coma and looking like Terry Schiavo, and then you tell me that you pulled the plug on Father's Day so you could get on the O'Reilly Factor's personal stories segment, the only problem being they heard the interview, it sucks, so instead of saying the light stays on at noon, they said it's dusk.
Yeah, that's code.
Yeah, that's code. And in the process... You're staying on my show. Why? Because you're doing me a favor? Let me tell you what you, in my opinion, are, Mr. Parsley. You're a man who is trying to be an opportunist. You're a man who's trying to make some kind of a dollar off the passing of your father in an opportune moment. I don't think you had any real say in when your father died. I happen to know how those things work, and either the heart stops beating and the lungs stop working at a certain time, or they don't. You can't pick the day. And the fact that you pulled your father off of life support so you and your sister don't look like a couple of rats, I got news for you.
What?
You probably both look like rats right now.
Don't you hang up without giving me the last...
I'm sorry, folks, but that's just how I feel about it.
You didn't even give him the last word.
I don't have to give him the last word. That's just how I feel about it, and that's the kind of... All right, put him back on. Yes, sir.
Am I on?
Yeah.
For you to say that to me... You didn't give me the last word. Say that about my father.
I didn't say anything about your father. I said you two probably already look like rats.
My sister?
Yes, your sister.
And me.
And you. Oh, hang up on that. I don't want to hear that guy sniveling.
It does sound like a snivel queen.
Let that be a lesson to all of us, ladies and gentlemen. If our parents have certain wishes, why don't we just go ahead and adhere to those wishes and honor life if that is what they choose. Our number 877-876-7445, 877-876-PHIL, here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, the beginning of a, I'm sure, a rich week, if you know what I mean. Coming up in the next hour will be our news and information hour here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
You're an ass.
Call the Patriot Hotline. Dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
World famous Phil Hendry Show, Don Parsley. Don Berman is going to join us here in just a moment from Channel 19 News. Channel 19 News, an Emmy award-winning newscast. Don, how you doing?
I'm very good, Phil. We have really an awful lot going on here this evening, but I got the call from your producer. What can I do for you?
I've got Don Berman on the line. I've got Don Parsley on the line. Don, you there? This is Don Berman.
How are you, Mr. Parsley?
Yes, sir, I'm very good.
And what can I do for you?
My father died yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And it was Father's Day.
Uh-huh.
And he had said that he wanted me to choose life, and we instead decided to not put him on life support.
Yeah.
And so I went against my father's wishes. I took him off of life support. He died. It was a Father's Day. And
and why did you take him off life support?
I didn't want him to go into a coma and look like Terry Schiavo.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh.
In other words, I didn't want him to look like the
Yeah, the lady was in a coma, right, Phil?
Yeah, it was about 2005.
Right.
So I'm hopeful that you'll want to do a story.
What would you like me to do a story about? Your father dying on Father's Day?
Well, no, I mean...
Understand something, Mr. Parsley. I get stories all the time. I have people all the time out in the field uncovering news. I've got people coming to me with email about something, anything. Stories, all kinds of fantastical stories. Why do I need to go to your home and cover this?
My father died on a Father's Day.
People die on Father's Day.
You're not interested then?
No, I couldn't be. I know I'm not interested. What do I care? People pulling the plug all the time on... Understand, Mr. Parsley, I don't mean to yell at you,
sir.
But I'm a newsman. I'm a very experienced newsman, and I just don't see anything newsworthy at all about a man dying... Wait a minute, what day did you say it was?
Father's Day.
Old age... Now, see, I didn't get that part.
Well, he was saying it.
Hold on for a minute.
He was talking about Father's Day when his father, when he pulled the plug on his father, it was Father's Day.
Did you say it was Father's Day? Yes, sir. Oh, okay.
How many times do you need to say it?
Excuse me, who am I, who are you? You, Mr. Henry?
Yes.
I would appreciate it very much, sir, if I can't hear what the man's saying.
And I haven't said a thing. He's been saying Father's Day for the last hour on our show.
I haven't been listening to your show. I work for a living.
877-876-PHIL. Let me go to a phone call while the two of you guys get together. Nick in Akron, Ohio. Go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hey, let me tell you something right now. Since when are we making doing God's work for him? Let God do his own work. That guy's a jerk. He doesn't deserve the last word. He doesn't deserve the first word. I'm not...
Well, I made the decision. It's my decision to make. I pulled the plug, and that's it.
Against your father's wishes, correct?
Well, yes, sir, I had to, because if I'd kept him alive, then people like you would be swirling around his bed as his face started to look like, you know, Charlie Chan. I don't need that.
Watch the language, okay?
Well,
first of all, I'd like to say, I'm sorry to hear about your father passing. I
appreciate
really
that.
Mean that.
Thank you.
But I just don't think that, us playing God has anything to do with, you taking the time or putting it in your personal agenda to get a story out of it. People die every day, sir. And, I don't understand exactly why you're trying to get a story out of this.
Well, I got a big, we're in a recession. I have no income. I have no income. My father died on Father's Day. Don't you think that that's newsworthy?
Well, when you decide,
I don't think it's. I don't think it's newsworthy at all. Let me tell you something, sir. I'm a veteran. I served my country 5.5
years.
You
don't think it's news?
Honorably.
You don't think it's news that a guy dies on Father's Day and he's a father? You what?
Sir, please, can I please?
You got a frisbee? Yes, sir. I just was trying to tell you. You asked me a question about my father.
Every day of my life.
And he went down the street.
Oh, jeez.
Well, what?
Would you let this gentleman who called in have the forum? You've been talking enough, Don.
Mr. Berman wanted to talk.
I know Mr. Berman will talk to you in a minute. Go ahead, Nick.
Thank you. I just want to let you know that, yes, we are in a recession, and it is hard to find work right now. But work's out there for the people that want to work. People that want to work will find work in any means necessary. And finding a story about your father passing away, I don't think is nobly a way to make a dollar. Not like a man, anyways.
Are you trying to tell me that my father? Are you making a joke out of it? You want me to put my father to work? He's a dead man. You think that's funny?
That's exactly what you're. No, I don't think that's funny at all, sir. But what I was thinking.
You just said you want to put my father to work.
No, he didn't. You're trying to put your father to work.
He's talking about. Well, Mr. Berman has just said to me, Nick, that he'll pay me $50, which is not a lot of money, but he'll pay me $50 for the story. You know what I said to him? I told him to go to the devil. You want to know why? Yes, I did. I just told him to get out of my house. Because he came over here.
Don was there?
Yes, sir. He said, I'll give you $50, and I threw him and his notepad out the door.
I don't know whether to believe you or not, but...
Well, sir, I mean, $50 is...
Well, you threw him out because $50 ain't enough. You want more, right?
I think I'm entitled to more, yes. And why wouldn't I be? I took care of my father for a long time, but when push came to shove and I knew that my dad wasn't going to hang on any longer, and the doctor said to me, today's the day, the doctor pointed at the calendar, Nick. He pointed and he said, you see that? I said, yeah. He says, Father's Day. He circled it with a pen. And then he went over and put his hand on the plug.
Oh, he did not. That's not what they do. They use a switch.
Well, it was a symbolic thing. But he pointed. He said, see that? The doctor. And then he went over and had his hand on the plug looking at me.
So you're telling me now what you're trying to tell me now? This was the doctor's idea.
Well, what do you guys see? You guys jump on me until you don't hear the whole story. And the doctor says to me, Father's Day. I said, he says to me, it's a beautiful way to make a dollar. I was shocked. But I said, go ahead. And I gave him the thumbs up. I said, the light goes off at noon or whatever the hell you say.
And the doctor turned the switch off, and that's when you decided, let's go ahead and make hay while the sun shines. My father died on a Father's Day.
Yes, sir. And so far, the O'Reilly factor doesn't care whether... Why does that make you... I'm trying to make a living. You got the GI Bill. Good for you.
Go find a job. Find a job like every other American.
I got fired from McDonald's. I got fired from McDonald's. I've been fired from most of my jobs.
Why?
Because I am... Mr. Inter, I'm a professional, all right? I worked in a professional field as an architect. I haven't been able to find work. I've worked at Checkers. I've worked at Four Guys. I've worked at In-N-Out. And I worked at McDonald's. I've been fired from...
You're a guy who's an architect and you've had fast food jobs for how long?
2 years.
Why can't you get a job as an architect?
Doing what? Am I standing around and doodle? Nobody's building anything.
Why did you get fired from McDonald's?
I have issues. There's no question. I peed in a fry bin. I've got issues. I've got psychological issues. No, I admit it. I've got psychological issues.
You peed in the fry bin?
Yeah.
Look, Nick, I think you've done all you can do, and I think I've done all I can do.
Thank you, sir.
You go ahead and laugh, Nick, all you want.
No, good luck.
Push comes to Yeah. Yeah. Did he tell me to go to hell?
No, he said good luck.
No, he didn't.
Phil Hendry.
Good luck.
What?